This week's parsha, parsha's Vayigash. Vayigash Eilav Yehuda. Vayom Rabbi Adoni, Damer Noam, Dechad Avar, Bosnei Adoni, Vayichar Abcha Bavdecha, Ki Chamocha, Ki Farao. So this lashon Vayigash normally means Hagasha, to present something, or come near somebody. And the Medrash Rabbah on page 3 says, "Dover Acha Vayigash Eilav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda Nechemi Rabbanan, Rav Yehuda Omer Hagasha LeMilchama." As the person Vayigash Yoav for Ama Sheimo LeMilchama, but you can come close to do a milchama. Rav Nechemi Omer Hagasha LePius, where you can come close to try to supplicate and ask for, you know, mechila or something like that. And the third thing is Mechabi Omer, the third thing is Vayikshu B'nei Yudol, Yudol, Faisar, Rabbana Omri Hagasha L'tfila. That the Lashon Hagasha also means to come to do tefillah. In other words, you're presenting your tefillah. So you can come close to do a milchama, you can come close to do pious, and you could come close to present your bakashas, as he writes here. So here, Yehuda, as he explains to the Medrash Rabba Moore, is coming to Vakesh Ulushanein Lifnei Yosef. Okay. So, in a lot of the Svarim, especially the Hasidish Svarim, discuss these psukim in context of how one is to present tefillah. Vayigash Eilav Yehuda. Here he's supplicating to Yosef, but it's a model how to supplicate to the Ribon Shalom. So we know there's a famous Mishnah in Brachas on page 5, where the Mishnah says, "Ein omdim lispalel ele mitoch kovid rosh." Supposed to daven from a serious mindset. Chasidim ha-yishonim ha-yishoim sh'achas u'mispalim kidei shi'kavnu libam lavim shebashamayim. The Chasidim ha-yishonim would wait an hour before they would daven to get the proper kavana. So the question. And then he says, "Afil haMelech Shol b'Shlomo lo yishivenu." If you're davening Shmon Esrei, even if the king is asking how you are, you're not allowed to answer. "Afil Nochash," even if a snake is Karach al Kevil. Again, so let's see what that means. Okay, but. Obviously, Pikuach Nefesh would be different. But. So, what is the kavana? What's the kavana that we're supposed to have? So, in the Sefer Imrei Noam of Zhikov, on page 7, he says, "Oyom Avigash Eilav Yehuda, Kvar Biaru Mesvar Magdoshim." The first apostle is Avinyan Atfilo. Who Av Al Piha Medish Rabba the Kad, Beta Goshal Atfilo, Ishlam is Al Pima Shakosu Besvarim, the first Mamaram, Hasidim Yeshoim, Yeshoim, Shahachas, who was Palim Kadeshi Havnu Libam Lamokam. And in Shahi, Shahi Yeshoim, Hayu Mispalim, Shabeshi Yikshu Tfilosim, you become one of Ritsuya. In other words, the davening that before they're taking an hour to have in mind that when they daven, they should have the proper kavana. So what does that mean? You're davening that you should daven right. You're davening to daven. In a mechor, eich shayich zeh betfil, sheitzpal odom shetfil, also you have the kavana, rusa liba, all the matzmo, so you should show the zeh. In other words, I should daven that I can daven. I mean, you have to get your thoughts together. Well, what shayich to speak about davening to daven properly? It's a funny type of thing. I daven to daven. I daven that I should daven properly. So what does that mean? He says, it's a shtick like a chutzpah. If he's piled, because of Mashiach Tfilosu Marusa of Libra, you say to Hashem, you should give me the proper kavana. I mean, why don't you should have the proper kavana. You ask Hashem to give you the proper kavana. So he writes, Ach Yetzahara, bottom page 7, B'samei Eina Oda B'zeh. The Yetzahara blinds us. Asher Zeilu Mazel Solokim, Faklipa, Ejeit Shuletes Muskaberes Ba'olam HaShofel HaZeh. There's the bad machshavas, we call klipas. Klipas the bad, you know, it's the shell that you throw away. So these bad thoughts try to bring a person you should have a bad machshava. In other words, what's the bad machshava? To think that everything in the world is just natural. There's no involvement of a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's teva. You know, the teva, nature. It takes its course. Because a lot of times you see that people who are Rishoyim, they're very Matzliach. Zer Yisrael, Bruch Hashem, Hema Dovim Udoldolim. And Klal Yisrael maybe is not as being successful as some others. So then, one could lose his Amunah in the Hashkach of Hashem. So therefore, we pray, Shashem Yisbarach, Yipach Erev Yireh, Bolivo Yovin, Ki Hakol Rak V'Hashkos Oso. Whereas the first thing we daven is that we should have the proper emunah that everything is Hashkachas Hashem. Once we realize that, then we can get to the proper kavana. Because if a person doesn't realize Hashkachas Hashem, so then anything can happen. Right? Person, this could happen, that could happen. It's arbitrary. And then we're not going to daven properly because we don't have the kavana to realize. So the first thing we have to focus on is the emuna v'ashkachas Hashem. And that's what it means. V'yigash eilev liyuda. Shemshash etzorech lageshes. When you're coming, lageshes, coming over to be mispalel, before you're being mispalel, so you say, be Adoni. In other words, he's modeling it after how we should speak to Hashem, or how we should think about Hashem, the way Yehuda spoke to Yosef. Be Adoni, Yidam Edav, Nechadomar, Be'ozni Adoni, Hanu Be'ozni Hashem, Yisparach, Shelo Yishlutu, Zorim Chalil, V'diburi, V'diburi Atfil, Shelo. There was my tefillah shouldn't be messed over. Zebetar ki kamocha kapar perish ki kaparo rosh arom is al klipa ki kviyacho kamocha doma vidoma shezelu mazel of sulkim shaklipa shabes ba'olam matos as adam we pull memu okay tzarech in the tefillah we call them. That is because we can have bad machshavas that we can think that that all these bad thoughts should creep in our minds. So I'm not asking to have kavod. I'm asking that I shouldn't be affected by these evil thoughts that are trying to tell me that there's no real hashkocha in the world. If that's going to creep into my psyche, so then I'm not going to be able to daven properly. So that's what it means. Ki kamocha keparo. Paro romes ala klipa. So some people are telling him, or some things are coming into his mind, that the klipa is the same power as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rahman al-Islam. So I need tefillah to strengthen me to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate power in the world. And that's what the Koshnitz and Magnet says. So that's one idea. That when you daven, you have to realize the importance of the belief of Hashkachas Hashem. And that's what the Chassidim Rishonim would be doing. They would focus on that. And then he says another idea, page 10, Kozhin Tzimagin on page 10. Shamati b'pei kodesh, anyway, her gulim b'reinu harav dov ber, because of her alonu derech tefillah, shetzorech atzadik l'spala avor b'nei Yisrael, because we daven for klal Yisrael, l'amshik refu l'chol l'pukut al akars, l'chol yish deiz machsor sheyech zolo, achen kasher atzadik l'spala al ish prati, because if you daven for about a particular person, that he should have refu or Yeshua, l'fom mechaz hashol yish kitrum. In other words, maybe there's a kitrug, there's a din in Shemayim against this person. You're davening he should have a refuah, but maybe there's a kitrug in Shemayim that he shouldn't have a refuah. So the satan is always trying to mess things over. So therefore, if there's a kitrug, so you're saying, well, give him a refuah. But the satan is saying, no, don't give him a refuah. So how do we combat the satan? So this is the way you do it. Yesh takanu ze l'spal ha'kol b'machshavos ha'ratzu yilman k'vod Hashem. But you say like this, Hashem, give him a refuah, because if he has a refuah, then he can properly worship you, and serve you, and bring kavod to you. If that's what he's doing, then the satan can't get involved. Because the satan can't say, oh, we shouldn't have kavod Hashem. The son will say about a person, he's not deserving. If he davens, give me this, 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 the son will say, Hashem, you know, he's really not deserving. But if the kavanah you have is, don't just stop giving her refuah for the sake of giving her refuah. Give her refuah because he can be a conduit, he can be marvet kavod shemayim, but then the son has nothing to say. Then the son has nothing to say. So that's what it means. You came to that paper there. Yeshu is part of the Kabbalah Zos. Tayyaki al Hakolash Bosha, he wrote to Lavi Lahulam, who over Kabbalah Yisbarak. There's anything that I want, what I daven, to have happen in this world, is only to facilitate Kabbalah Shammai. Because if I have a Parnasa, I'll be able to serve Hashem better. I won't have to worry. If I have a Refuah, I'll be able to. Do they feel that this stuff here, Mitaku? Even though you're not really Roy, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Roy. To receive covenant in the world. So that's what it's doing. Vayigash Elov, Vayomer Biyadon, left page. Be Adoni be. But you got Shayla. When you're doing Hagosha Latvila, you should have in mind be Adoni. So the cover us Hashem. Okay, you dabber now out of Hadover goes to Adoni. Or you can't help of Abdecha. If you ask in a sultan, so you dabber now out of Hadover goes to Adoni. And the dabber to the cover Hashem. Or you can't help of Abdecha. Then you don't have to worry because why? Because then the sultan can't Shiva Kitapa. If we do get from Kvod Shemayim, then Ayicha Afka Vavdecha, then the Satan can't get angry at us. So that's what it means. Yidaber no dover v'yomer bi Adoni. That's what should be your attitude. I want Kvod Shemayim. Yidaber no amducha v'ozne Adoni. Because if I do it, the idea of Kvod Shemayim, then I'll yichar afka. The Satan won't be angry, and he won't start up with us. But if we just do it for our own selfish needs, without the thought of Kvod Shemayim, then in the Hanami, the Satan say, who says you deserve it? Who says you deserve it? So basically, we said two things here. The Imre Noam's idea is that when you daven, you have to have idea of Biadoni. Meaning that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mashkiach on the world. And then once you have that in mind, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mashkiach on the world, so then the Mela, your tefillah will have meaning, because you're davening, because you realize you're davening could mean something, because you're addressing your problem to the one who has the ability to deal with it. That's the first thing. And the second thing is, of what the Avodah Shishua Kosher Samagin says, is that you have to have in mind the idea of that one HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give her full Yeshua Bracha and this, so you can be a conduit in Marmar Kvod Shemayim, and if you're conduit in Marmar Kvod Shemayim, Ayicha Apcha Bavdecha, then the Satan is not going to start up, because what is he going to say? HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't deserve the Kovod? That's not going to fly. And he says, you don't deserve it, okay. What person can say that they're of that Madrega that they could deserve it? And then in the Sefer Degel Machane Ephraim on page 16, he says, "Ekev Tishmun, Paul Gadol was a Rory Ha'ikar who Emuna." Because then last year he says, "Shoros B'chol Torah B'avoda." He mitzvos Chol mitzvosecha Emuna. That's the most important thing. Ki gar mitzvos who Emuna l'ami v'Hashem. We should l'ami v'Hashem yochol espal b'chol yom. אם הוא מאמין שהשם הוא מחדש בכל יום תמיד מזה, הוא בכל יום ברי חדש ובכל הום עושה ברום חדש. זה לספל לתת שבח מי שבורא הכל וגם בורא אוסו לספל לנפשו לדבש איש לא בונו ועל פרנסו אם אינו מאמין באמון שלנו של קדוש ברוך חדש. So that's the idea. You believe that Kadosh Baruch Hu is mechadesh b'chol yom. He can create new things. So that I ekev tishmon b'shomer shalmchecha. Al zeh haya masyer that Kol mitzvos ha'emuna. So the Atal Tishmei, that Kadosh Baruch Hu creates new things every day. There's a few nochash korach al akevo lo yafzik, peyish ki nochash nikra machshav azara. A few machshav azara misov yisa adam lo yafzik in the spala. Because he knows that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's creating everything. And then one last thing, in the Sefer Lev Aaron, the Saba Rebbe, he says an idea from the Noam Megadim on page 22. He says, "Yirei Kosu b'Noam Megadim, lo yelocha Elohim acherim al panai." So literally it means you shouldn't have other guards. He's taking a different parasha. That if you daven l'shma, l'shem Shemayim, so then you're davening to one God. But say also, but you're doing it shalom l'shma. You want to impress somebody, or you have other ulterior motives. So then, there's other gods that you're concerned about. You're making other people. You're putting them on the pedestal of saying, "I care." You know, I want this person. I want to impress this person. I want to daven so he should think that I'm a righteous person. So you're not only davening to Hashem, you're davening to this person also. So that's what it means. That when the time, his name is Alpnias and Machshavos. Shalom Lishma. Elohim Achirim is Alpanai. The other ulterior motives that you have are the Elohim Achirim. And Sha'omed Negel Ashkir Beisah Shad Fil Mitzvah, etc. So the idea is, Rabosai, that we have to realize Emunah B'Hashem Ka'achana L'Tfilah. That we have to realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Kaviyachol, he's the only one. We have to realize his Hashkacha and his Yicholas. And then we have to care about the Kavod Kvod Hashchina. That all we are in this world are conduits to bring Kvod Shechina. But if you have that in mind, then the Sultan can't be Mekatrik, because it's not going to come out against Kavod Hashchina. He won't win with that. He'll win about someone else's Kavod, but not the Kavod Hashchina. So this is the idea of Ayyash Eilav Yehuda, which is the Hagashal Tzila, and the model of how Yosef, how Yehuda spoke to Yosef, is the model of how we speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.